This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King.
It's Friday, and you know what that means. It's time for Silicon Tally. My friendly opponent this week is Annalee Newitz. She's the editor-in-chief of Gizmodo. Annalee, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am completely ready.
My first number for you is 10 seconds.
The time it took Game of Thrones to load on HBO Now.
Okay, girl, I'm in trouble because that was my second number. The 10 seconds, though, actually refers to the state of Virginia has been using these electronic voting machines, and security auditors decided to take a look at how secure they actually were. It took them 10 seconds to crack the password for access to the voting results database.
Yeah, and actually, there's another great number associated with that story, which is basically they had spent 10 years not patching and not dealing with security on those
machines.
Oh, man.
And I heard that the passwords were things like A, B, C, D, E, F. You know, like the easy. All right, what have you got for me?
One port.
Is there one port on an Apple Watch, maybe?
That's how many ports there are on the new Apple MacBook, which just came out.
But let me ask you, why do they do that? Because my laptop weighs 47 pounds and comes from 1993, but it has 11 ports, and I will never give it up. I don't get it. It's 2015. Why not just stick another port in there?
For this machine, they really wanted to get it to be lighter and thinner than any of their other machines. So the design decision that they made was, we'll just sacrifice all ports except for one.
Well, I'm going to stick with my Dell brick. All right. So my next number for you, I worry, Annalee, that this is a little bit of a gimme. Four, as in four episodes.
Yes. Those were the four episodes of Game of Thrones that pirates leaked online the day that it was supposed to air the premiere.
That is 100% correct. All right, what have you got for me?
76 feet deep.
Does it have something to do with the SpaceX rocket attempting to land on a barge?
This actually refers to a hole in Chicago that was created many years ago when they were about to build the tallest skyscraper in America. And so this week, Chicago Magazine published some fantastic suggestions for what could be done with it, including, of course, creating a server farm. Because, you know, you've got this nice hole right there.
All right, folks, if you have ideas of what should be done with the 76-foot hole in Chicago, you can tweet them to us at Marketplace Tech. Annalee Newitz is editor-in-chief of Gizmodo and author of Scatter, Adapt, and Remember: How Humans Will Survive a Mass Extinction. Annalee, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.